Dennis turning over to the next side of the tape. Seems I've already used up part of the tape. If I sound a little hoarse or anything, I have a slight head cold this week. It's been one of those crazy winter days in rainy Southern California. Well, as far as getting ready for a contest, what I generally do, to be honest with you, Dennis, I never really get that much out of shape. I train all year round most of the time, and I generally watch what I eat. I go up my diet maybe once or twice a week. I have a very good metabolism. I used to eat a lot of junk food. I used to eat a lot of Italian food and other various types of food, but I don't need more. I generally watch what I eat. I don't eat that much red meat in the off-season. I find that this helps me maintain fairly good size and condition. I've been doing this stuff for so long, it's fairly easy to maintain. What I generally do is I generally start cutting out little by little, start cutting out the breads, the vegetables, the fruit until I get down to about 15 grams of carbs. And then a couple of days before the contest, I just take quite a bit of carbs, fruits, generally a lot of fruits, fruit juices. I take a form of glucola. It's called glucola prior to a day or so before a contest, and this helps me to blow up. It gives me quite a bit of pump in the flesh. Show the exercise patterns that you follow day to day. I have it written down, and I think it's pretty intensive. Generally what I do, I don't vary my routine that much. I vary the exercises, but the amount of sets stay about the same and the reps stay about the same. I know this works for me, and I'm making continuous gains, and I've gone off it and didn't seem to work. What I'll do is I'll vary my exercises, but generally I keep around the same sets and reps. I have it written down here, Dennis. The next one is show any necessary changes that you may make from month to month relating to the various exercise patterns and the ways that you increase the intensity. Well, generally what I try to do is try to train as fast and as heavy as possible. That's probably will increase the intensity, and I try to perform as much mental concentration into each exercise. I think it's very, very important, especially before a contest. You must pay attention to what you're doing if you want to make good, thick, muscular gains. It definitely helps. I definitely believe that. What do you use as a guide to gauge overall total development? Criticism from various people, top physique stars like Bill Burrow, and my good buddy Tony Pandolfo. My wife is my best critic, and generally in the mirror, and generally I know what I need. I'm not fooling myself anymore. I think too many bodybuilders fool themselves. You have to be very critical to be a winner. Zane is a fine example. Frank Zane is a fine example of this. He's put it all together for what he has and the type of physique that he has. He's a real credit to the sport. Do I find have a value in having a training partner? Without a doubt, I definitely do. Bodybuilders tend to be lazy. They tend to want to do other things, and there's always outside stimuli. It definitely is important to have a training partner. I generally try to do each exercise as fast as possible. If I'm training a little bit heavier, naturally, I try not to rest more than a rest between sets. But if you're training heavier, then there's nothing really you can do as far as the rest period. How do I gauge my workout tempo, my energy level, the mood that I'm in, and generally the way I feel? As far as the proper mental attitude, it's very important, especially prior to a contest. You must think only about yourself, only of winning, only of the way you're going to look on stage. You must see yourself up there winning, posing, looking better, doing the best you can and being victorious. When you have a proper mental attitude, you will be a winner. You will be successful. But you can still be a gentleman while you're doing this. As far as concentration, I think it's very, very important. Bodybuilders should definitely concentrate. And if you don't, you're going to get injuries. I generally select a posing routine about a month before. This year I'll probably specialize a little bit more on my presentation. From what various people told me, my presentation could have been a little bit more spectacular this year. It will be a little bit more spectacular, as I hope my physique will be also. I generally perform my posing routine after a workout. hours, my best hour of the day for training, it's the mid-afternoon. I'm going to skip over some of these questions, Dennis, because I think I've already written them down. But the ones that I want to elaborate on, I'll just elaborate on. As far as prior to a contest, I generally lay off 2 or 3 days prior to the meet. If you don't have it by then, forget it. You're never going to have it. Let's go on to the next ones. Do I pump up before posing? Generally, you know, there's not that much backstage to use. I just do some push-ups or some dips or some curls. Just enough to get a good flush and bring the vein to vascularity out. I generally take some niacin pills, maybe 400 or 500 milligrams of niacin before I pump up, and sometimes I drink a Coke or a bottle of Coca-Cola or some fruit. Sometimes I take a layoff depending on the way I feel. Generally, I slack off a little bit because I think that the body can only stand so much stress on that low-carbohydrate diet. I think it's a very unhealthy diet, and that it's not that good to be on it that long. As far as a physique contestant, what he should do when he retires, he should definitely eat less, train a little faster, do some running and some cardiovascular movements, and try to train for his own self-satisfaction. I guess I've gone over just about everything, Dennis. I can't think of anything that I've missed. I'm going to go back. I'm going over it right now as I talk to you. Pete Sammer is right next to me. He's eating a protein malted, which consists of a milk and egg protein with a little safflower oil and lecithin and lemon extract and some strawberries with ice in it. He's pouring me one right now. It tastes great. I generally take a protein malt in the off-season in between meals to give you a general diet that I follow in the off-season. I'll eat breakfast, which would be 4 or 5 poached eggs or any other form of eggs, from an omelet to scramble or whatever I feel like at the time. If I eat any kind of red meat, it'll be in the morning. And later on, I'll have a malt maybe 2 hours later. And then for lunch, I'll eat some kind of maybe a tuna salad or a couple of pieces of chicken or something to that effect. And then after that, maybe I'll have some fish, maybe a pound of fish, and with some vegetables and some fruit and things. And then after that, maybe I'll eat some turkey. So it doesn't really vary that much. I think bodybuilders should definitely watch what they eat, even in the off season. Some of the bodybuilders tend to get too heavy. I don't think that getting that heavy is really going to make them gain that much. I think we covered just about everything in the article here, and I hope that you have enough to have a good article. I'm sure that you will. If there's anything that you think I should have elaborated on and missed, well, you can call me at 213-373-8542, and I will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Judging from the interview letterhead and you sending the tape, I can see that you're a professional at what you do, and I wish you much success. I will recommend various people to you, along with Pete. And the name of the game is helping each other, and bodybuilders have been too vicious in the past and trying to collar the market. There's enough to go around for everyone, and we must work together, and by working together we will make the sport a better sport than what it is and what it can be. I'm trying to think what are the points I can stress. Some of the points, but the thing that really bugs Pete and I, we were just discussing this, is that all these up and coming young fellows who just train in the gym, who just read the muscle magazines, all they want to do is just take drugs. There's no need for this. If they want to take drugs, and they should put at least 5 years in and then go to a doctor and only take it for short periods of time. One second, Dennis, I have a phone call. I'm trying to find the stop button here. Well, Dennis, I just finished with my phone call. I guess that probably concludes the interview. Like I said once before, if I missed anything at all, be free to call me up. You can say in the article that I am coming out with a complete new line of booklets. It will be the Dennis Cirino Natural Way to Physical Fitness and Development. I will have various booklets on all the body parts. Yeah? Okay, come on in. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. My P.O. Box is Dennis Tenorino, P.O. Box 299, Northridge, California. That's about it. I am trying to find a good composite shot. I will have an Italian Stallion t-shirt, which will have a logo on it also. I just got off, lost my train of thought. But that's about it. Thank you very much, and give me a call.